Bajahure mana, Sri Nanda Nandana Abaya Charanara Vindare. Dulabha manava janama shat sange. Taroho e bhava sindhure. Harinama eva kevalam. Om jnana timarandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militangena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hari Haraye Namaha. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 14, Part 2, Shukadeva Goswami's version of the material world as the great forest of enjoyment, continued.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Shukadeva Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. My dear king, sleep is exactly like a python. Those who wander in the forest of material life are always devoured by the python of sleep. Being bitten by this python, they always remain in the darkness of ignorance. They are like dead bodies thrown in a distant forest. Thus, the conditioned souls cannot understand what is going on in life. In the forest of the material world, the conditioned soul is sometimes bitten by envious enemies, which are compared to serpents and other creatures. And through the tricks of the enemy, the conditioned soul falls from one's prestigious position. Being anxious, why, one cannot even sleep properly. One thus becomes more and more unhappy, and one gradually loses intelligence and consciousness. In that state, one becomes almost perpetually like a blind man who has fallen into a dark well of ignorance. Learned scholars and transcendentalists therefore condemn the materialistic path of fruitive activity because it is the original source and breeding ground of all material miseries, both in this life and in the next. stealing or cheating another person out of one's money. The conditioned soul somehow or other keeps it in one's possession and escapes punishment. But then another man named Devadatta cheats and takes away the money. Similarly, another man named Vishnumitra also steals the money from Devadatta and takes it away. So in any case, the money does not stay in one place. It passes from one hand to another. Ultimately, no one can enjoy the money, and it remains the property of Godhead. Being unable to protect oneself from the threefold miseries of material existence, the conditioned soul becomes very morose and lives a life of lamentation. These threefold miseries are miseries suffered by mental calamity at the hands of the demigods, such as freezing wind and scorching heat, and miseries offered by other living entities, as well as miseries arising from the mind and body itself. And as far as transactions with money are concerned, if one person cheats another by even a farthing or less, they become enemies. In this materialistic life, there are many difficulties, as I have just mentioned, and all of these are insurmountable. In addition, there are difficulties arising from so-called happiness, distress, attachment, hate, fear, false prestige, illusion, madness, lamentation, bewilderment, greed, envy, enmity, insult, hunger, thirst, tribulation, disease, birth, old age, and finally death. All these combine together to give the materialistic conditioned soul nothing but misery. Now, sometimes the conditioned soul is attracted by illusion personified, one's wife or girlfriend, and thus becomes eager to be embraced by a woman. Thus, one loses intelligence as well as knowledge of life's goal. At that time, no longer attempting spiritual cultivation, one becomes overly attached to one's wife or girlfriend and tries to provide her with a suitable apartment. Again, one becomes very busy under the shelter of that home and is captivated by the talks, glances, and activities of the wife and children. In this way, one loses Krishna consciousness and throws oneself in the dense darkness of material existence. The personal weapon used by Lord Krishna, the disc, is called Hari Chakra, the disc of Hari. This chakra is the wheel of time. It expands from the beginning of the atoms up to the time of Lord Brahma's death, and it controls all activities. It is always revolving and spending the lives of the living entities, from Lord Brahma himself down to an insignificant blade of grass. Thus, one changes from infancy to childhood to youth and then maturity, and thus one approaches the end of life. It is impossible to check this wheel of time. This wheel is very exacting because it is the personal weapon of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes the conditioned soul, fearing the approach of death, wants to worship someone who can save one from imminent danger. Yet, one still does not care for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose weapon is the indefatigable time factor. The conditioned soul, instead, takes shelter of some man-made god described in unauthorized scriptures. Such gods are like buzzards, vultures, herons, and crows. Vedic scriptures do not refer to them. Imminent death is like the attack of a lion, and neither vultures, buzzards, crows, nor herons can save one from such an attack. One who takes shelter of unauthorized man-made gods cannot be saved from the clutches of death. The pseudo-swamis, yogis, and incarnations who do not believe in the Supreme Personality of Godhead are known as Pashandis. They themselves are fallen and cheated because they do not know the real path of spiritual advancement. And whoever goes to them is certainly cheated in turn. And when one is thus cheated, then one sometimes takes shelter of the real followers of Vedic principles, namely Brahmanas or those in Krishna consciousness, who teach everyone how to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to Vedic rituals. However, being unable to stick to these principles, these rascals again fall down and take shelter among Shudras, who are very expert in making arrangements for sex indulgence. Sex is very prominent among animals like monkeys, and such people who are enlivened by sex may be called descendants of monkeys. And so in this way, the descendants of monkeys intermingle with each other, and they are generally known as Shudras. Without hesitation, they live and move freely, not knowing the goal of life. They are captivated simply by seeing the faces of one another, which remind them of sense gratification. They are always engaged in material activities known as gramya karma, and they work hard just for material benefit. They thus forget completely that one day their small lifespans will be finished and they will become degraded in the evolutionary cycle. Just as the monkey jumps from one tree to another, the conditioned soul jumps from one body to another. And just as the monkey is ultimately captured by the hunter and is unable to get out of captivity, the conditioned soul, being captivated by momentary sex pleasure, becomes attached to different types of bodies and is engaged in family life. Family life thus affords the conditioned soul a festival of momentary sex pleasure, and thus one is completely unable to get out of the material clutches. In this material world, when the conditioned soul forgets his or her relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and does not care for Krishna consciousness, one simply engages in different types of mischievous and sinful activities. One is then subjected to the threefold miseries, and out of fear of the elephant of death, one falls into the darkness found in a mountain cave. The conditioned soul suffers many miserable bodily conditions, such as being affected by severe cold and strong winds. One also suffers due to the activities of other living beings and also due to natural disturbances. And when one is unable to counteract them and has to remain in such a miserable condition, naturally one becomes very morose because one still wants to enjoy material facilities. Sometimes the conditioned souls exchange money, but in due course of time, enmity arises because of cheating. Although there may be a tiny profit, the conditioned souls cease to be friends and become enemies instead. Sometimes, having no money, the conditioned soul does not get sufficient accommodations. Sometimes one doesn't even have a place to sit, nor does one have the other necessities. In other words, one falls into scarcity, and at that time, when one is unable to secure the necessities by fair means, one decides to seize the property of others unfairly. And when one cannot get the things one wants, one simply receives insults from others and thus becomes very morose. Although people may be enemies, in order to fulfill their desires again and again, they sometimes get married. Unfortunately, these marriages do not last very long, and the people involved are separated again by divorce or other means. The path of this material world is full of material miseries, and various troubles disturb the conditioned souls. Sometimes one loses, and sometimes one gains. In either case, the path is simply full of danger. Sometimes the conditioned soul is separated from one's father by death or other circumstances. Leaving him aside, one gradually becomes attached to others, such as one's children. In this way, the conditioned soul is sometimes illusioned and afraid. Sometimes one cries loudly out of fear. Sometimes one is happy maintaining the family, and sometimes one is overjoyed and sings melodiously. In this way, one becomes entangled and forgets one's separation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead since time immemorial. One thus traverses the dangerous path of material existence, and on this path, one is not at all happy. But those who are self-realized simply take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to get out of this dangerous material existence. For without accepting the bhakti marg or the devotional path, one cannot get out of the clutches of material existence. The conclusion is that no one can be happy in material life. One must take to Krishna consciousness. Saintly persons who are friends to all living entities have a peaceful consciousness. They have controlled their senses and minds, and they easily attain the path of liberation, Appavarga, the path back to Godhead. However, being unfortunate and attached to the miserable material conditions, the materialistic person cannot associate with the saintly persons. There were many great saintly kings who were very expert in performing sacrificial rituals and who were very competent in conquering other kingdoms. Yet, despite their power, they could not attain the loving service of Godhead. And this is because those great kings could not even conquer the false consciousness of, I am this body, and this is my property. They thus simply created enmity with rival kings, fought with them, and died without having discharged life's real mission. When the conditioned soul accepts the shelter of the creeper of fruitive activity, one may be elevated by such pious activities to higher planetary systems and thus gain liberation from hellish conditions. But, unfortunately, one cannot remain there, for after reaping the results of one's pious activities, one has to again return to the lower planetary systems. In this way, one perpetually goes up and comes down. Brahmanda Brahmate
कौन भग्यवान जीव गुरु कृष्ण प्रसाते भाई भक्ति लता बीज।
रिकॉर्डेड June 20, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Radhaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna, yadavayat namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Srimad Siddhanya Hari Harayi Namaha. Hari Harayi Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Srimad Sudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha.